You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
May 9th, 2021. Good old Roger Daltrey there. I figured I'd play something from The Who. Since Mr. Daltrey's making his rounds all over the alternative and probably some corporate horror media, but so one of the best bass players to ever pick the damn guitar up, John Entwistle. Right along with Geezer Butler from Black Sabbath and good old Steve Harris from Iron Maiden. The late John Entwistle, just like a way in the stratosphere bass player if you're into music. So most of you probably know that if you're into music at all. That dude was a master on the four string. So The Who, Roger Daltrey says the woke generation is creating a miserable world that serves to stifle the kind of creative freedom he enjoyed in the 60s. So another person of pretty high stature is seeing the writing on the wall. The iconic frontman made the comments during a recent appearance on Zane Lowe's Apple Music One podcast. I don't know. We might get somewhere because it's becoming so absurd now with AI, all the tricks it can do, and the woke generation, said Daltrey. It's terrifying. The miserable world they're creating for themselves. I mean, anyone who's lived a life and you see what they're doing, you just know that it's a route to nowhere. The singer noted how he was lucky to have lived through an era where freedom of speech was encouraged, not silenced. And see, I was at the tail end of this growing up in the 70s, in my teenage years in the 80s. people were militantly free speech. And then you saw this being chipped away at by the trash Marxists and the Jews and the rest of the media and the academic quack at academia. You know, it's sick, especially when you live through the periods of life that we've had the privilege to. I mean, we've had a golden era. There's no doubt about that. Well, buddy, all your fellow travelers, they all drank some Kool-Aid somewhere along the lines, and now they think that they get the right to dominate us. Lockdowns, masks. You better not say a word if you're white, boy. Or we're going to string you up like they're doing to them guys in Portland and Plano, Texas, as we see these little, this little hilarious, you know, there's all these people putting up these videos of these white freedom fighters out here getting manhandled, beat by the police, and all across the world because of anti-mask, anti-vax, anti-lockdown. But yet, if a bunch of black people or so forth and so on, Marxist nuts and Antifa types get together, well, the cops are ordered, you better leave them alone. You see, I don't know the answer. It's a conundrum living in a blue area. Is it even worth it to go into these hostile jurisdictions where the police chiefs are slaves? The police officers have no balls, and then the Soros-funded circuit attorneys and prosecuting attorneys in that jurisdiction will hang you by your nuts if you're white and you're just trying to stand up for your freedom. But if you're you're a black mob or an Antifa type, you can go do billions of dollars worth of damage, and those police ain't gonna touch you. Unfortunately, so many people can't even see these things. It's rather pathetic living in this trash America with the K that we live in now. While Daltrey's comments may not be mind-blowing, any celebrity speaking out against a mob that has cannibalized culture is something to be applauded. Once again, this only tends to happen with older celebrities who have already passed their peak of fame and entered icon status. They're beyond cancellation. For any up-and-coming celebrity or even one who is at the top of their game to question Generation Woke is career suicide. Well, why is that? Because all the rotten Marxist communist Jews, they're in control of their careers. But nobody's got the nuts to say that either, do they? It's getting lonely out here, which makes it all the more ludicrous to continue to see identitarians, notably the LGBT movement, continue to claim they are fighting oppression when their mantras are echoed by every cultural institution, media outlet, and corporate entity in the West. Well, that's because most of these Jews are all pervs. While anyone who utters a whimper or dissent is swiftly canceled. You know, I don't care if you're a perv or whatever, but you want to sit here and trash traditionalists and folks of this nature, demonize normal people. I see some of this video footage, and it's live, where like these blacks in masks in Canada are trying to talk smack to the people walking down the street in these anti-mask, anti-lockdown, anti-vax protests. And like saying, you know, they're on the side of the state. It's just so, so fascinating. Mr. Producer, get clip two ready. Your people are going to love this. Spike Lee. Okay, the big, black liberation, little 5'3", little punk, always running his mouth. Okay, makes his little trash movies. You know, it's all racism, blah, 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 blah. He's just fixated on this crap. Uber, he's doing an Uber commercial to donate rides to people in the neighborhood so they can go get the freaking Frankenshot. And then the guy, if you guys can find it on YouTube, he's wearing a cheesy little hospital mask under an N95 in the video. I mean, it's just the ultimate of buffoonery, okay? And then the blacks would call it coonery. Some of the kind of black guys I follow on the video platforms that really go off on the Marxist blacks. So he's cooning with two masks on, and he's wearing actually a mask under his N95, which renders the N95 completely useless. This is what's so stupid, people. This is how dumbed down even these celebtards are. Go ahead, roll clip two, Mr. Producer.
This is our block, our place, our people. Our block is just like yours, full of the people who shaped you. They all deserve care and access to the vaccine, no matter their dress, income, or skin color. Not having a ride to get the vaccine can't be the reason you don't get it. You want to help? Donate a ride today.
All right, so you can stop there. Short little clip there, but just like, this buck dancer, DMC for Run DMC, Daryl. Get the vaccine, get the vaccine. You know, he does this little cheesy shit rap, okay, when the vaccine comes out. So you got these two New Yorkers, okay, these Marxists, you know, nuts, under the control of the usual suspects. And, oh, man, you know, donate somebody so they can get a ride to go to go get the Frankenstein. I mean, it's the ultimate in – I mean, this is Spike Lee. You see, he has no mooring. He has no anchor. He's just a whore, okay? His whole life he's built this persona. Oh, he's fighting the man, fighting Whitey, blah, blah, blah. And then you, in 2021, they get you to grovel your entire existence before this pharma demon system. You know, and everybody, I know most of you that listen to this broadcast, you know that this entire thing with, I mean, all of the bombardment we are with the University of Texas stuff, the Salk stuff, the spike protein itself as the weapon, and then this injection, the creation of millions and trillions of these spike proteins in each of the hosts that take the GTI, the genetic tampering injection. And then this host is flinging these spikes all over whoever they come into contact with. It's like secondhand smoke. This is the best analogy. You're in a bar, and all that you run into a smoky bar, and you see all that haze. This is the spike proteins. I mean, allegedly, where these people, you know, so you got a haze of spikes floating around. The people that took the hack-scene, the biohack-scene, hacking their biology, their genome. It's sick. Now, after the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play kind of a longer video. I decided I'm just going to let this thing play. And it's like 20-something minutes long, but there's so much in there with gene drive stuff. And the DARPA Gates kind of alliance with creating this thing called gene drives. And Rappaport had it up on his blog. And so I had the article popped up off of Rappaport's blog, and now I can't even access it. I've tried to pull up nomorefakenews.com and then the, you know, the blog.nomorefakenews.com. And that stuff... I don't have access with my system right now. I found that quite interesting. Now, this was all over this week as well in the last few days. Report Chinese military discussed weaponizing coronavirus 5 years ago before the outbreak while Dr. Fauci was funding their Wuhan facilities. Well, Fauci is a Jesuit front, as we know. Okay, Fauci gets $1 million from the Israelis. Okay, but we all saw. I mean, most of us that try to pay attention, we all saw the general on True News, and a bunch of people busted this out. This general bragging that that we're going to take over the world basically through biological warfare systems. Okay, so. Back in September 2020, Colonel Lawrence Sellin reported at the Gateway Pundit that there is unequivocal evidence Chinese military was involved in the creation of the Chinese coronavirus. But that's arguable due to the fact that Fauci, Dr. Francis Boyle and others maintain that Fauci was forced to move this gain-of-function research offshore. So this was already going on here. So there's this whole swath of people in the kind of Zio right sphere that want to completely blame this on Fauci alone and the Chinese without really looking at, okay, who is Fauci a front for? And Fauci's a front for really nasty elements in the Vatican II church, okay, which is your society, your modern day society of Jesus, elements in the papal knighthoods, and of course our illustrious kosher he mafia, okay, that are all, you know, Rothschilds and all these characters. You know, I've went through this numerous times with this alliance with Jacob Frank, Sabbatean Frankist front here, Adam Weishaupt, crypto Jewish Jesuit, founder of the Bavarian and Illuminati, and a good old financier, Rothschild, the triangle of kind of Jewish evil, and then you throw the Jesuits in there, Weishaupt being a Jesuit and all that stuff, and then their bloody history of subversion, assassination, revolutions, and so forth, which really parallels the kosher mafia's exact same history. And then you get into where these two have this bleed over with Ignatius Loyola, Spain, the Marranos, the Conversos, this whole history of Spain and crypto Jewishness and their Letter of Damascus and all this stuff, where you have this bleed over between these factions, knowing how powerful the Catholic Church has been over the last millennia. Of course, whoever really wants to gain a foothold of power, this is one of these areas that has been always under attack and subversion and so forth, because people see it as the powerful vehicle that it is. Just like the British throne, where look at all the people, look at all the Yids that married into the British throne, the goldsmiths and so forth, Rothschild. Now they're all members of the nobility and, you know, all that crap. Very, very interesting stuff. So anyway, Dr. Li Mengyan, who investigated the origin of the COVID-19 virus during the initial outbreak in Wuhan, China, as a medical researcher in Hong Kong, has now provided unequivocal evidence that the virus was not of natural origin. Well, everybody pretty much, you know, whether this thing's a hoax or whether, okay, this is some sort of a virus, you know, your Imperial College Ferguson character and all these people with the apocalyptic numbers of how many people this thing was going to kill, blah, 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 really is irrelevant now that they busted out this warp speed thing on us, because this is what it appears to be, some sort of a quaternary, trinary, binary system where it's going to be, you're going to have your 5-6G kind of elements that are going to awaken and kill at will. It's possible. All of these things to where whatever time kind of frame is in this injection. I mean, you know, there's people saying that there's some of this is placebo, where some of the people that have taken a shot might not even get affected, as more of a way to have plausible deniability when a large swath of people start dropping dead. If this happens in the next number of weeks and months, you know, we're all kind of keeping our eyes peeled. I know, you know, if this whole shedding kind of weird thing, I mean, I've been hit by a bunch of these spikes already, obviously, because I around people in my personal professional life and all this other stuff. I mean, I'm right here smack dab in the middle of the country where it's like retard central, where, I mean, some of the people that you think are highly intelligent, you know, you ask them, hey, did you take, yeah, I got it. And then I always felt like, okay, any adverse reactions? And it's a few people, I was kind of sick for a day. My arm was sore for a couple weeks, blah, 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 blah. But I've never, you know, you see all these horror, you know, segments, I should say, video segments, and you read all this stuff about 12-year-olds, 15-year-olds dropping dead. Now you've got Tawny Kitaen, the, if you're a little older and you remember the girl from all the Whitesnake videos, married to David Coverdale, and so forth and so on, that's all over the place. She dies randomly at 55 after tweeting about her excitement to get vaxxed. Okay. Kind of interesting. But she's, John, you're so sweet. I hope you get the vaccine and quick. I'm waiting for it myself. And that was on January 20. Let's just pray to God we get it quick and get life moving again. Okay. So another kind of celebrity that was a household kind of, if you're into rock and roll, name and so forth, dead, 59. So I don't know where this goes. It's pretty, pretty wild. Gates and their little divorce. Okay. 27 years. I find that number interesting. Okay. So, Mike King over here at Real History Chan. Okay. Trump is up and Gates is down, blah, 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 blah. Okay. No, your New York Times at Mar-a-Lago, Trump still has an iron grip on Republicans. Yahoo, Axios, Trump's iron grip over the GOP institutionalized. And we'll talk about Liz Cheney and Mr. McCarthy buddied up with Frank Luntz and all that kind of stuff. Gates is down. New York Times, the big stakes in the Gates divorce. New York Post, Melinda, a.k.a. Mel Gates, reportedly furious after she and Bill met with Jeffrey Epstein. Well, see, that's kind of a cover story. It's kind of interesting. What a difference a few months can make. Flashback only about 12 weeks ago, and Donald Trump was the out-of-power loser, desperately flailing away to expose the massive election fraud perpetrated against him in November 2020. Meanwhile, way over on the opposite end of the winner-loser line, the sainted Satanists, girly Bill and manly Mel Gates, continue to ride high. Basking in the ghoulish glow as the oh-so-prophetic and altruistic philanthropic sages who had tried so hard to wake the sleeping world about the coming pandemic and the need for endless lockdowns and universal vaccines. But now is the story after story from both fake and conspiracy news, all concurrent or confirmed. Trump has quietly become the undisputed furor of an increasingly populist right-leaning Republican Party whose rising stars are not afraid to shout forbidden terms such as voter fraud and America First, as the world anxiously awaits the results of the unprecedented and comprehensive no-leaks UV light ballot audit occurring in Arizona. I'm skeptical of Arizona, by the way. Had a lot of time to cover tracks. We shall see. And Trump's senior advisor Jason Miller has just announced that Trump rallies are likely to start as soon as late spring or early summer. And blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, the Gates brand, now being linked to pedo monster Jeffrey Epstein, is already irreparably tarnished and possibly about to get even worse. How about that for a sudden turn of events? And then it gets into the Gates ghouls built a 66,000-square-foot home with a 60-foot-long swimming pool. And that was all in CNN from way back in they were talking about, you know, this massive home worth like, I don't know, $100 million plus. Kind of interesting stuff. But let's see here. The two peas in a demonic pod were such a package deal with their identities by now more wrapped up with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, even more so than with Microsoft. What went wrong after 27 years? The 27 Club. Kind of an interesting number for them to go their separate ways. And why kill the Bill and Mel brand with a divorce when a sham marriage can just as easily be maintained for public appearances, a la Bill and Hillary Clinton, who totally separated after leaving the White House but would put on a show whenever it was needed to maintain the image of Bill and Hillary for the sake of normiedom's perception. Barry Obongo and Big Mike played a similar charade, and Big Mike's been out there clowning. He's scared for his daughters to get pulled over by police, and BLM has to take to the streets. You know, Big Mike's a real Marxist. But anyway, what really gave the game away was the following day's divorce-related news about Manly Mel being furious about Bill's meetings with pedo monster Mossad operative Epstein. That was 10 bloody years ago. And do any of the learned readers actually believe that this wicked upside-down wearing cross Hellcat, who was publicly promoted and funded unlimited abortion, homosexuality, cross-dressing, pandemic-slash-vaccine genocide, and a 666 human microchipping suddenly got all moralistic because husband Bill had arranged a few meetings with Epstein? Bitch, please. Why endanger the foundation's stability and holy name with not only a divorce between its two equal leaders, but also this now much more publicized link to monster Epstein, who's probably basking over in the beaches in Tel Aviv, raping little kids as we speak. Anyway, stinky connections, which fake news had worked so hard to previously wash away as baseless conspiracy theory. It's a cover story, boys and girls, one which the white hats have either scripted on behalf of a couple that may already be dead or in Guantanamo Bay prison. I don't believe that. Or have maneuvered the suddenly on the defensive Gates ghouls into. Either way, the rise of Trump and happening concurrently with the embarrassing decline of the once untouchable Bill Gates are hopeful developments and very Q-ish, one might add. Now, you know, Mike King kind of goes through the Q stuff, and he was kind of big on that for a while. Now, many proponents of QAnonism had carelessly allowed themselves to become date tards, often predicting that this or that event would take place on this or that date. And that has to do with a lot of the deltas and other things buried in the Q research. It's not Qism that has failed, but rather date tardism. Let there be no more date predictions, but let us acknowledge the obvious. Specifically, the strange yet hopeful happenings continue to unfold, the latest of which are Trump's capture of the GOP, occurring at the same time as the unexpected fall from grace of St. Bill Gates of Hell. Now, my problem with Trump and this triumphant Trump's triumphant return on July 4th, like all these people are predicted, and Trump's going to be re-inaugurated and all that good stuff, is if this happens, I think it's all just part of the novel. It's all part of the Shakespearean plot. I don't think it's real. And I think that if they bring Trump back into the picture and you got the big, oh, it's just all the middle America people that are, you know, entry level into this kind of world, and they think they're up to, you know, and the trust the plan and all this, they might get sucked into a real, real bad game where Trump, let's just say, with surrounded by Chabad Lubavitch and all his Jewish handlers, this could turn real easy. On the flip side of the coin, it could turn real bad, to where the Rex 84, the force vax, the totalitarian crap might come from, like I was talking about last week. Let's say Trump is a Trojan horse into the Republican Party, like so many other Demtards, Marxists are. Trump does a lot of things to really please a lot of the electorate on the first term. Then you have this whole drama play out with Maricopa and everything else, which is full of the exact same type of Trojan horse Republicans that are all basically, I would say, fake conservatives, fake constitutionalists. They ran as Republicans because they knew that they're districts and their voting demographic leans that way, and so people on the left have no problem running as fake constitutional conservative types. And then when they get in, they do just like the Maricopa board, who are all Republicans. They're the ones fighting the audit and all this other stuff. And so the left is way better at infiltration than the side of patriots. No patriots have really stayed in the Democratic Party and have tried to do battle in that realm. And I know because a lot of people have principles and they don't want to stick around with all the baby killing, pedo, creep, you know, Marxist nuts. But if you let this one party get taken over by the kooks, then they're going to infiltrate the party that's still got more decent people in it. And then guess what? The entire country moves towards kookery. And that's the problem. All right, well, there's the break. We'll see you on the other side.
40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back. Sibiri Radio on the Republic Broadcast Network. So now I'm going to get into this clip here, and I'm going to let it play for a little while. And it's going to start off with gene drive technology. And Very, very creepy stuff, and it's all over alternative media. Rappaport's talking about it. A bunch of other people are talking about it. We're basically Gates and DARPA and these bastards. They are finding ways to genetically tamper with the genetic makeup of whatever they please, and to be able to implant sabotage type of synthetic bio in there to where the species will not replicate and basically kill off an entire species. This is their little perverted dream, okay? And, you know, this goes all the way up the food chain to human beings that they don't like, which, you know, the blacks are going to think, oh, they're going to terminate black people. African, blah, 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 blah. Well, there's a lot of white people that are looking at white genocide and the flooding of all majority white countries with invaders. And so everybody's got a kind of their own viewpoint on that. What if it's omnicide, kill everything? Okay. Animals, plants, you know, and then have it to where it's they have it programmed to stop at a certain blah, 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 and then they can recreate the world in their little sick satanic image. I just don't know enough about it, but real sick stuff. So, Mr. Producer, with no further ado, go ahead and start rolling clip 7.
Briefly mentioned something big at the end of the previous episode. Gates' involvement in what we call gene drive technology, also referred to as extinction technology. We are literally talking technology to make entire species or races go extinct. According to researchers, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and DARPA are the world's largest funders of gene drive research. In short, gene drive organisms are created by genetically engineering a living organism with a particular trait and then modifying the organism's reproductive system in order to always force the modified gene onto future generations, spreading the trait throughout the entire population. In order to be able to do that, one has to cut DNA and enable genes to be inserted, replaced, or deleted from DNA sequences. The research of this amazing technology started off in 2003, massively funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It wasn't until 2015 and many, many millions of dollars later when a breakthrough was reached and Bill Gates had his ticket to his mosquito ball, remember, from part 9? Now, we have already shown the dangers of gene drive technology. Think of the disruption of entire ecosystems. But it goes further than that. Gene drives are classified as synthetic biology, an extreme form of genetic engineering. Synthetic biology has been a field of interest of both Bill Gates and the US military and many other militaries around the world. Both Gates and DARPA, plus a secretive group of military advisors known as the Jason Group, have been investing insane amounts of money into synthetic engineering. Now, bearing in mind the possibilities of using this technology to create bioweapons, gene drives might be a marvel of technology, but in the wrong hands, it can and will have disastrous outcome. Gates has made sure that the future of gene drive extinction technology is secured. He bankrolled the technology development, he shaped the narrative, he picked the policy negotiators, and even paid the lobbyists. Just to give you an idea of how powerful this man is, in early 2015, the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine announced that they would have a major inquiry into gene drives. The study did not explore just the science of gene drives, but also aimed to frame issues around policy, ethics, risk assessment, governance, and public engagement around gene drives. It was sponsored by DARPA and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation through the National Institutes of Health and the Foundation for the National Institutes of Health. Several panel members were recipients of Gates funds. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation also channeled money into the MIT Media Lab to promote gene drive technology. This Media Lab, by the way, came into the news when it was revealed it had received donations from none other than convicted child rapist Jeffrey Epstein. In 2019, the Media Lab got $2 million from Gates through Epstein. Funny how things always come back and bite you in the butt, right, Bill? Synthetic biology has become a multi-billion dollar industry. Investment firms estimate that the industry will be worth $85 billion by 2030. That's an awful lot of money. We're talking about an industry that creates synthetic ingredients for the food industry, medicines, and lab-grown food products. In other words, it creates something artificially that does not exist in the natural world. Now, once again, that can either be a blessing or a curse, depending on whose hands it ends up in. As we have seen, synthetic biology is all about changing DNA into the so-called perfect mode, which could be absolutely brilliant. It could mean the end of disease. Our DNA could be programmed to fight AIDS, for instance, or even hereditary diseases, such as autoimmune diseases or certain types of cancer. They could be eliminated for good. Can you imagine the absolutely wonderful breakthrough in medical science? However, in the wrong hands, it could be disastrous. First of all, it would be a very expensive way forward, meaning only the very rich people would be able to buy good health, good genes, while the ordinary people would have to wait for traditional medical treatment. Now, don't get me wrong, we are pro-advance, but when Bill Gates comes into the equation, we are highly alerted. As we have seen in previous episodes, Gates is a eugenics fanatic. The step from eugenics to synthetic biology is only a small one. Remember the Nazis and their efforts to create a pure race? Tall, athletic people with white skin, blonde hair and blue eyes? The Aryan race? Well, guess what? A new term has been coined for eugenics. Designer babies. We are not kidding you. When you have enough money, you can actually tell your synbio doctors what kind of baby you want to give birth to. Green eyes? Dark skin? A boy or a girl? Highly intelligent? A natural born leader? You name it, they will program it. A few cells in a petri dish, which will then be placed in your womb, or in an artificial womb, yet another marvel of technology from the Netherlands. We think you know by now that when Mr. Gates is involved, one has to be cautious. Be it vaccines, be it synthetic biology, when Gates promotes it and puts millions into it, something is off. Back to the food industry. Gates' latest investments include Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat that make processed meat-like burgers from a synthetic biology-derived blood substitute. Sounds marvelous, doesn't it? I mean, we've been vegetarians for decades out of sheer love for animals, and we would welcome any new and tasty veggie burger. But from the hands of Bill Gates? Seriously? When a man who is an enthused depopulation advocate starts producing our food, not a good thing. Let's have a closer look, shall we? After all, more and more viewers are concerned about the welfare of the planet and the animals that live on it. Beyond Meat was founded in 2009 in California, but the first burgers didn't hit the market until 2012. In less than 3 years, the company went straight to the stock market, where its shares exploded 840% during its first 3 months being listed. Investment firms said they had never seen anything like it. As of March 2021, Beyond Meat has a market value of $8.16 billion. For a bunch of veggie burgers? Really? Impossible Foods was founded in 2011, also in California. Its first burgers hit the market in 2016. Contrary to Beyond Meat, Impossible Foods is not on the stock market. It earns its fundings from venture capital funds and celebrity investors like Bill Gates. The company has brought in $1.4 billion. Its current value is estimated at $4 billion. As we were editing this episode, news arrived that Impossible Foods is ready to move forward to the stock market with an estimated value of $10 billion. Once again, for a bunch of veggie burgers? Well, it's not just veggie burgers. It's synthetic biology products. That's where the money is going. That's what a man like Bill Gates is so excited about. If he were truly thrilled about vegetarian food, he would have invested in companies like The Vegetarian Butcher or Corn, right? The truth is, Gates couldn't care less about the well-being of animals. He is into depopulation, eugenics, GMOs, and now synthetic biology. Why? So he can play God. Synthetic biology means redesigning life. New biological systems are created, systems that do not exist in nature. It is the extended version of genetic engineering. According to synthetic biologists, organisms created by means of synthetic biology would be considered new species, a complete biological system that could not have evolved from nature and would even have to be classified in a separate domain of life. Playing God.
Book of Enoch.
Like we said before, this can be a curse or a blessing, depending on who is the creator. A beautiful example of synbio is a bacterial system capable of avoiding the immune system, of sensing tumor cells, of invading and destroying them, and then self-destruct after a programmed time. Or how about this one? An alga that is capable of producing biofuels from carbon dioxide. Wonders of technological advance. But in the wrong hands? Take that same bacterial system we just mentioned. How about programming it to attack the immune system instead of cancer cells?
Spike
then
protein.
Let it self-destruct after a programmed time, and the cause of death will never be discovered through autopsy. For people like Bill Gates, synthetic biology is an absolute blessing. The term was well chosen. The word biology does wonders, like sustainability. It has a direct association with nature, green, eco, marvelous psychological effect. Whereas the word GMO is now connected to certain doubts concerning the health of people and planet. Furthermore, definitions of synthetic biology are still changing, and when it comes to, for instance, FDA approval, it's all about definitions. Right now, believe it or not, manufacturers of products that are based on synbio do not legally have to disclose this. They do not have to label their products GMO, as the definition of synbio is slightly different, even though it is much more extreme than GMO.
How much of our food supply is tainted with this stuff?
And that is exactly what we see with the products of Beyond Meat. Its founder, Ethan Brown, doesn't mention Synbio in interviews. It cannot be found on the company's website and or its packaging. What's even worse, Beyond Meat states their products are GMO-free. Synbioed, yes, but that does not have to be disclosed. How shall we call this? It's legal, all right, but only because of the flaws in the system. We would definitely call this consumer deceit. Now, the funny thing is, on its website, Beyond Meat doesn't even claim to be producing vegetarian or vegan products. They say their products are plant-based, but there's no mention of their products being suitable for vegetarians or vegans. At least not when we produce this episode. What about the products as they are sold in the shops? Beyond Meat put on some of its products the words vegan or vegetarian, but not on all. Far from it. From a marketing point of view, this strikes us as odd. It uses the icons for no GMOs, no soy or gluten, and kosher. The words plant-based sausage mean nothing. It can be based on plants, but still contain meat. So don't be fooled by the words plant-based. So, what is the main secret of Beyond Meat's bleeding burgers that they are so proud of? Red beet juice. Believe it or not, after years of developing vegetarian burgers by many other companies, nobody came up with the idea to use red beet juice to mimic the bleeding of meat? Are you kidding me? That's not exactly rocket science, is it? You want to know why it was never discovered before? Because it doesn't work. Try it. Red beet juice does not turn into a juicy burger taste when fried. It just doesn't have that bloody iron taste to it. Beyond Meat's secret is synthetic biology. And that has nothing to do with healthy veggie burgers. How about Impossible Foods? Their main secret is heme, genetically engineered soy leg hemoglobin. According to scientific advisor to Impossible Foods, Dr. Michael Eisen, in order to provide tasty alternatives to animal meat made from plants, you need lots of heme. And to get heme, you need genetic engineering. Impossible Foods makes this GMO heme by taking DNA from the root of soy plants, where a small amount of heme is produced, and insert it into genetically engineered yeast that is then fermented to mass-produce GMO heme. Well, at least they are honest about the GMOs, but mind you, this synbio substance has never been consumed before. Nobody knows what the effects will be on body and mind after consuming certain quantities for a certain amount of time.
Here's where it starts
on
to get
website,
evil.
Impossible Food doesn't claim to be producing vegetarian or vegan products either, just like Beyond Meat. They too only state their products are plant-based. The packaging of their products tell us they do not contain animal hormones or antibiotics. Excuse me? That is not quite the same as vegetarian or vegan, now is it? From a marketing point of view, the packaging seems cheap and not appealing at all. Not quite what one would expect from a multi-billion enterprise, right? Impossible Foods does show us the icon of bioengineered, which looks tempting as in eco and green. But don't be fooled. Remember this icon. No matter how good it looks, it means trouble. We advise you to stay away from it. We mean it when we say that we truly wanted these miracle burgers to be the real thing. But after careful consideration, we turned them down. They are not the vegetarian product people are looking for. They are GMO'd and synbio'd. And we tasted them. They taste like meat. Full-on juicy meat. Now, we don't know what's causing that, but we do not believe it's because of red beet juice or heme. Could it be the result of certain flavor enhancers? Did you know that some of the most powerful flavor enhancers are based on human embryonic kidney cells, the HEK293 cells? In other words, kidney cells taken from a human aborted baby? Ever heard of Cenomix? A biotech company from California, bought by Firmenich from Switzerland in 2018? The business that received $7.5 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? We know. Too far-fetched, right? I mean, can you imagine? Beyond meat and impossible foods containing fetus kidney cells to add the meat flavor? Without telling us?
Listen very closely,
folks. I mean,
folks.
We know that a lot of products contain these human embryonic kidney 293 cells to increase their taste. But come on. Fake veggie burgers? Nah. We're pretty sure that the fact that the location of the production facility of Impossible Foods in Oakland, California, being right across the street from Planned Parenthood, is just a creepy coincidence.
Did you hear that?
Just like the fact that the production facility of Beyond Meat is only a few minutes' drive from 3 Planned Parenthood clinics.
Impossible
just
Whoppers.
Just a creepy coincidence. Although, in 2018, Beyond Meat partnered up with Zandbergen, world's finest meat from the Netherlands. That's right. Originally a butcher, and now an importer of frozen meat from across the world. Zandbergen states it is proud to be working with Beyond Meat that has replaced meat protein by plant protein. Synthetic biology, all right. Creating new species, remember? Replacing meat protein by plant protein doesn't exactly make it vegetarian, now does it?
Get ready for them worms.
Oh, and guess what? Beyond Meat's manufacturing facility in the Netherlands is only 7 minutes away from an abortion facility, the Emma Clinic, in the city of Enschede. Bearing in mind, the Netherlands only has 15 abortion facilities. What are the odds? Gates now believes the wealthiest countries should switch to eating 100% synthetic beef in order to help combat climate change. Of course, climate change. If you can't blame it on COVID, blame it on climate change. Now the poor countries cannot afford synthetic meat, so they can continue eating real meat. But that will have to be GMO'd, of course.
All right, just stop it there. We'll see you all on the other side, folks. That's some evil crap.
You don't be done. I'll be waiting for the new world to come. All you is.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.